Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hey, honey. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm doing perfect today. How about yourself? How's your afternoon?
Oh, busy.
Very busy. Well, busy is good, actually.
No, yeah.
So, all right. Let me go ahead and check here. I did call you yesterday, I believe. Oh, okay. Today as well.
Yeah, today.
Okay.
Well, two things that I've run into. Number one, in my jurisdiction, I don't have to have a license. So on that email that was asking for a picture of my license and my truck and the tools and such, that I do not have a license. Now, I looked on the website of our county, and apparently they have a letter that I can download stating that I don't have to have a license in this jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is, I believe, for your verification, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing... Go ahead. You called about Facebook today. I don't do Facebook. I don't know anything about it.
I see. Okay, gotcha. All right. So first, talking about your license, just go ahead and send whatever data or paperwork you have that's actually like listed on the list. I'll note it here that you don't have license and it's actually not needed with the location that you are in or where you service. Now, regarding with Facebook, so you don't do Facebook and you don't have page. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We can go ahead and create your Facebook business page. And then, so we can go ahead and start running the ads. Now, our call to action would be calls so that if in case, you know, potential customers are interested with the ads, they can just go ahead and click it and then it will call directly to your number.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Now, at one time, somebody mentioned something mm-hmm. about there being a form that they can fill out that would be emailed off of my website.
For website. Okay, let me see.
You know, instead of them having to call me, they could just fill out a form that would be emailed to me with their information and request. Does that sound familiar or am I dreaming?
You know what, to be honest, I can't see the request here. When I check here on your website, we are to, there is, yeah, we are the one who's creating your website. So we are to create it.
Right.
And I believe normally we don't really like request. Oh, unless if you have requested for a, how do you call that? Did you request for a customized logo?
They sent one to me yesterday, I believe, and I said it looked fine.
Okay. Because that is the only time, like, we send, like, form to fill in so that we know what you want. And that's something that we send over to our website team. So, you know, just to give them an idea on what you really like to have with regards to your logo. But I think, since you already received one yesterday and you approve it, that should be fine. That should be okay by now.
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
Okay, that's perfect. So we're good with that. Now, I wanted to verify something, okay? Because when we do the Facebook ads, we still ask for the personal account because we wanted to go ahead and make you as an admin to it to get you involved on your Facebook page. Because, of course, we will still require you to go ahead and, like, you know, update it, make sure you upload some photos as well, like what you have done, some things that you have completed. Customers really like it when they go to the page and then they see that it has activity. You know, there are posts uploaded, something like that. So we still require you to, we still want you to go ahead and become as admin. Would you like, would you have like the chance to go ahead and just create a Faith personal account that we can add you in? I mean, it doesn't have to have many things on it. I mean, you don't have to use it, but you will be using it for the purpose that you can have access to the page. Would that be okay?
So do I need to set it up under my business name?
No, just create a personal Facebook account that you can use, because we will be the one to create the page. We can go ahead and do that. And then once you have created your own personal account, you just have to text us the link or email it to us. Then we will add you as admin. So you can get access to the Facebook page through your personal account. You can go ahead and switch accounts, okay. Check for, updates, upload pictures, something like that. So you actually see, what's happening as well on the page.
Okay. Well, if I'm going to do that, should I just set up my business page and then let y'all have access, or?
Yes. Actually, that is what we highly recommend, because if you are the one to create your Facebook page, you will have full ownership of it. Like, say, for example, if in case you cancel your services with us. So you still own the Facebook business page and you have full ownership to it. I mean, you are going to use that one as long as the business is running, right? So it's best, and we highly suggest that you are the one who to create your Facebook page. You know what? I can actually help you right now. Do you have time? I mean, I can help you create your personal account, and then we then create your Facebook business page.
Okay. Yes, I have time.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and do that then. First, you will need to go ahead and download the Facebook application on your phone.
So I'm going to do all this on my phone, not on the computer?
Oh, yes. This can be done through your phone only, as long as you have internet access.
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and do this.
All right. I'm looking for, okay. All right.
Do you use an Android or do you use iPhone?
I got an iPhone.
You got iPhone. Okay, so you should be getting the Facebook application from the App Store.
Right. So, yes, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I've had it in the past because I just have to download it from the cloud.
Ah.
It may take a minute because we use Starlink for our internet, so it's kind of slow sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. No problem. I would love to go ahead and have it done now. No problem with me. I have all the time. We can make this done, and then, yes, we can proceed with your Facebook ads. That's the reason why we keep on calling, because, of course, you paid for it already, and we just wanted to make sure that, we start running the ads, reach to your potential customers, and hopefully we can go ahead and transform them to, customers.
Right. Okay. So, all right. I have
you have to sign up.
So, I have an old Facebook account.
Oh, do you remember the password?
No, but I can hit
reset password.
Yeah, give me a second.
Yes. Mm-hmm, no problem. Because later on, once you grant us access, it will ask you to re-log into your account. So it's important that you know your password. Maybe try resetting it now, just to make sure you remember the password. And then later, we'll have smooth process.
Okay. Now it says we can't find your account.
Maybe under it.
Now I'm using the same email. I don't know why it's doing that. It's probably been so long, and I deactivated it a long time ago.
Yeah. Facebook has a lot of updates. So maybe they have, like, deleted it since it's been deactivated for long.
Yeah. It's been probably several years ago. I'll try one more time. No, okay. I have to create a new account. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm ready to...
All right, let's go ahead and create.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's asking for my first name and last name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Okay. And now my birthday. Okay. Oh.
Did you encounter any problem?
Yeah, I missed the code. It sent it, but it disappeared before. Let me resend.
Okay.
So is it sending the code to my email?
Sometimes you do that on email or through text.
Well, it sent it by text, but it's asking to if I want to resend it, but it didn't resend it.
Did you resend through email or text?
It says they sent it to my phone. Let me see.
Okay. Sometimes that's
it's not showing up.
As well. Okay, maybe let's give it a little more time. Sometimes codes don't like get sent right away.
Okay.
Did you get it?
No.
Not yet.
No, still nothing. Let me see if it went to my junk, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
No. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Still nothing.
No, it says confirmation code resent by SMS. Ah, there it comes, 0847. Okay. All right, sorry. Got it.
It's okay. Yeah, sometimes they take time to send codes.
Okay, it wants to add a picture. I'm going to skip that for now, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go ahead and skip.
Okay, it says, welcome to Facebook, William. Let's start customizing your experience.
Okay, is there an option to skip on that for now?
Let's see. It's talking about contacts and all that stuff. I'm skipping through.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to add my friends. Now, add an email address.
So, is it like it has to be done, or can you skip that one?
I can skip it.
Okay, I'll start to skip.
Okay, it says, what's on your mind?
Okay, you are at your homepage now. So on
yes.
the bottom of your phone, you will see their home, videos, marketplace, notifications, and then menu.
Right.
Okay, go ahead and click menu.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, next it would appear, there should be like ads manager, friends, memories, save groups.
Right.
I need you to find pages, the one that has an orange flag. If you don't see it, there should be an option where it says see more. Because sometimes
yes.
it's there on the top, sometimes it's in
okay.
the bottom.
Pages, got
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Yep, click that one. And then there should be another button where it would say create.
Right.
Okay, click create.
Right.
And
right.
then...
It says...
Mm-hmm?
No, it just says create your page, get started.
Okay. Yes, go ahead and hit get started.
Okay.
All right, and then it will ask you for your page name.
Correct.
Okay, please enter the name of the business. Virginia Repair and Restoration.
Excuse me. Should I put the LLC on there?
Let me see. On your business, on your documents or anything that you have, does it have like LLC or no?
I have to look real quick, but when we first started out.
Because the one that we created for you, your profile here doesn't have LLC.
Hang on, I've got to switch. I got to look on my computer because it's a different.
Wow. Okay.
Different email. So the very first. It doesn't say. I'm looking for an email that has that on it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should not add LLC anyway later.
Okay.
If we, you know, we can just add it anytime. If the
okay,
business
will
have like an LLC. All right, so let's not add it first.
Okay. Okay, so I have Virginia Repair and Restoration.
Mm-hmm. And then hit next.
Okay.
Yep.
And then it will try to ask you, like, what category best describes your business. Just like mm-hmm. anything that you see there. Anyway, once we have access to the Facebook business page, part of optimizing is we make sure that all the information is correct, especially the service.
Okay,
that
it says home improvement. So, home improvement.
Yeah. Go ahead and select. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so, creating that. All right, you've created your page.
Perfect.
What best describes
right,
your goals? Okay.
We can go ahead and skip on that. Now, next is...
Well, I have to choose something. Promote products or services. Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I sent you an email. It says grant us access to your Facebook business page to get the ads running. So can you go ahead and check on that for me, please?
Yes, I have it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, if you open the email, there should be a part there where it says, in order to grant us access, this is in the second paragraph, access to your Facebook business page, please click here. Go ahead and click that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then it would say Local Splash is requesting partner access to your Facebook assets. And then
correct.
Connect Facebook.
Okay.
And then it would say LeadC is requesting access to. If you scroll down, just hit continue. Or did it ask you to log in?
It wants me to log in.
Okay. So log into your personal account, the one that we just created.
You know, this stuff is hard for an old person.
Well.
You know what I mean? It's
you
easy for kids.
You don't sound old. You don't sound old, though.
All right. Well, thank you. So I hit login there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wrong credentials. Oh, my God. I just created this.
Please don't tell me you didn't forget your password. Were you able to log in?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't know if it's trying to... I don't know if it's trying to remember my old password, you know what I mean? It's telling me it doesn't mm-hmm. recognize my account.
It doesn't recognize your account. Okay. Did you try to log in for your number? Using your phone number?
No, but I will.
Okay, let's try that. I think you used your phone number to log in earlier. I mean, to create the account.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So we are almost done. Once we have logged in, there will be like 2 to 3 clicks and that's it.
All right. Hang on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, check your phone for a text message. Okay. All right, it says create a new password.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Facebook wants to show notifications. I don't care about that. Uh,
Okay, I'm back to my page. My home page. Did you get access
on
yet?
Not yet. We'll have to go ahead and you need to go back to the link I sent and redo it once again. Because you just reset your password. Don't worry, this time it will be just click and click.
Okay.
Just a few
clicks
and we're almost done.
Okay. I'm back to your email. It says loading.
Okay.
It still says loading. Underneath it says retry. I don't know how long you want me to wait.
Okay, maybe try closing the email and then opening it again and then clicking the link. That should refresh the page.
Oh, Lord. Okay, now it says connect Facebook. So I'm clicking that. Continue as William.
Okay, perfect.
It
go ahead and click that.
Leads is requesting access. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
Okay. Now I'm to a page. I've confirmed access.
Mm-hmm. Click
it
confirm access.
Create a new business manager.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to choose a page?
Connected. Okay. It should say local splash or let me double check it. Okay, I think we got it. I just received a notification. Perfect.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
We got it. All righty. Thank you so Scott. Finally, we're done with that. Thank you so much. I mean, I really appreciate your patience on this one. I know you mentioned it's a lot of work. But yes, we're just happy that we made it. Okay, let me just check everything here on your queue, okay? Because I wanted to remind you something as well. Okay. For your Google Business Profile, we have already set that up for you, and it's been created. Now, there is one thing that we need to do, and we have to do it. We have to do a verification.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, something about a video.
Video verification.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the instructions are there already. Mm-hmm. You have a question? Yeah. Sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
No. Go on. You go ahead.
Oh. Okay. All right. So, because it is important that we get the business verified, so that after verification, you will now then show on the Google. So that means you are visible for Google search and maps. Now, to go ahead and get verified, if you go to your Google Business Profile, we have actually added you. You should receive the email already informing you that you have confirmed business.
Yes, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. So that will have the instructions. Mm-hmm. If you see your business below selected. What do you specialize? Repair and restoration. Okay, do you like remember having a business profile named FIVA Specialty Equipment Repair, or could be Forest Automotive? Automotive, yeah. No?
No, neither.
No, okay. All right, so let me skip. Because I wanted to check. I'm checking here what kind of verification. Okay, we can actually do a phone verification.
Okay.
Let's try to do that. Now, please note, once we complete this one, sometimes Google will still require a video verification. So let's do this one now. Text
message. Is that just a video of me talking or what?
Okay. So this will be a through text. The video verification is like you will be showing your location, some of your equipment through video. But when I check here, the initial request that we have is actually a phone verification. So it will like text you a code.
Okay.
Now, the number that's registered here is the call tracking number. So this will actually not receive a text, but let's try. Oh, okay. How about we do phone verification, okay? I will go ahead and end the call. Google will then send you a code. And then I'll call you back maybe after 2 minutes to get the code.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and end the call now, okay? I'll call you back in 2 minutes.
Okay, honey. Bye.
All right. Thanks.